Macmillan Digital Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of
Florence Foster Jenkins, The Inspiring Story of the World's Worst Singer, by Nicholas Martin and Jasper Rees. Read for you by Catherine Kelgren.
In December, when her parents visited New York for a banquet at the Waldorf Astoria, she will have been able to tell them about organizing her first ever musicale since moving to New York. It was at a private home in White Plains, a growing suburb just to the north of the city. The program after luncheon, including songs, monologues, and piano solos, performed to a selection of Euterpe members. By the start of 1908, Florence had a permanent address in New York City. She was living at the St. Louis Hotel on 37th Street. She also completed her journey from the periphery to the official heart of the Euterpe. The club's events were run by a series of officers, a lady in charge of luncheon, for example. There were also various chairmen. Chairman of the day, of ways and means, of the reception committee, of the entertainment committee. In late January, Florence was chairman for the day and chairman of music at a musical morning at the Waldorf. She exercised a newfound gift for publicity because, for the first time ever, the Times reported the contents of the Euterpe's musical program. The morning's entertainment offers an intriguing insight into Florence's taste, acumen, and breadth of knowledge. She laid on an array of duets and solos for male and female voice. A song and an aria by Massenet were in French, but there was an English theme. My Mother Bids Me Bind My Hair was a pleasant canzonetta composed by Haydn during his London sojourn. There were two of Elgar's Album of Seven Songs, published only 2 years earlier, and a recital of Kipling's Gunga Din. She chose a song by a female composer, Mary Carmichael's Quaff With Me the Purple Wine.